on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
an open smile on a friendly shore.
Mashup of Kylie and the theme to The Love Boat. Of course I'm going to play it. What glorious find that was this week. How are you? Hey, good to have you company. Welcome to the weekend wind-up. With me, Spencer, here with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I hope you're well. How's your day going? How have you been this week? Hope you've been well. Hope you've been safe. Is it just me or does it feel like there might be a little bit of a tide turning? Are we seeing a bit of a glimpse of light in the horizon? I do hope so. I don't know about you, but I can imagine enough of this now. Not the show, of course. I hope nobody's saying that quite just yet. But, yeah, it just feels like, I don't know. I don't know if you're really in the headlines today. As I said, I'm trying to steer away from them. But I did make me laugh one of the headlines I saw. That the plans they might possibly be thinking of opening the pubs, but to serve no alcohol. A bit like going to the butcher to get your vegetables, isn't it? What's the point? Anyway, I digress. Do get in touch with me today. You can drop me an email, radio@phoenixfm.com. Find me on Twitter. I've got a great show for you today, as usual. Some great new tracks. Some really good stuff actually come out this week, which I'm really pleased with. A brilliant cover from another. Quite a tragic one, actually, I have to say. And a really good take five with a bit of a theme through it today, which is quite good. And lots of new music, as I said. And this next track is brand new to our A-list. Played this myself a couple of weeks ago. But it's the brand new one from a certain Mr. Gary Barlow and a certain Miss Beverly Knight. This is Enough Is Enough.
Words of this song, they're a warning to the living. So baby, listen.
Let's go.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way I'll end these songs until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing till you say enough is enough.
I wanna be a bad influence. I wanna be the one who takes you down the wrong road. Stop until you say it's enough. Let's dance until we drop and wake up in the same clothes.
I wanna take you higher. Let me take you down low. When you feel like you're on fire. When you finally lose control.
This crazy night is waking hearts are breaking.
Let's get this music in time with the love. Say it's too much. There's no way I'll end these songs until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing till you say enough is enough.
Till you say enough is enough.
Oh, let me talk to you for a minute. I wanna push you on.
one step too far, wanna distract you, then silently steal your heart. Mislead you and deceive you, I'll tell you I can rescue you until you realize that I come.
Let me take you out.
Chase and just be patient. Let's get this music in line with the love I'm making.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough, and I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way I'll end these songs until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing while you're saying nothing. I'll keep pushing till you shout, you're giving it up. You can run and try to escape, but it's gonna be. Say a prayer and ask for mercy or some help from above. Oh baby, I'll stop dancing when you say enough is enough.
When you say enough is enough.
When you say enough is enough.
We'll keep dancing till you say it's enough.
View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
I started with English and Maths at ACL. I'm now studying an Access to Higher Education diploma. Then I'll be off to university to become a midwife.
ACL's creative courses have helped improve my mental health. I booked onto a few free courses and met so many great people and found my feet again.
When you learn with ACL, it's more than just a course. We support you no matter where you are in life. Many courses have been adapted for online learning so you can continue to do the things you love from home. It's more than just a course. It's your future, your community, your ACL.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. If you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Thanks for everyone already starting to get in touch. Really pleased to hear from you. Keep those messages coming in. As I said, you can email me radio@phoenixfm.com and also find me on Twitter @SpenPhoenix. Or you can also WhatsApp the studio as well. I'll give you that number later. But do get in touch. And if you want to drop us a line, even online, you can do the contact us form on our website, which is www.phoenixfm.com. And while you're there, click on the A-list. As I said, this is our updated list of all the new tracks we're bringing in from both established and also local artists that are just coming up as well. We've got some great stuff on there. Matt at the station organises that. And there's some really good tunes on there. And I'm actually going to put forward this next track to see if they'll consider putting it on there, because I heard this in the week. It's just landed. And yeah, a little bit obsessed with this. Really like this. Hope you do too. This is Alex Knoll with Boy, You Can Keep It.
Sad little thing you call a heart before we start. Boy, you can keep it. I'm not impressed with fancy cars on the boulevard. Boy, you can keep it. Nothing from you. I feel it in my bones, 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 yeah, yeah. Every time we get close, close, close. He's a workaholic, a professional starter, full of excuses. Bitch, I'ma call it. Bitch, I'ma call it. You playing around. Oh, yeah. Stay calling your name, stayed up too late, just thinking of you.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, so I've got your first travel update of the day today, and the roads, there's bigger roads like the M25, A13, etc., not looking too bad. Now, in Brentwood, I would avoid if I was you, because I got caught in this morning. They are the roadworks around Wilson's Corner by Sainsbury's, which are causing some major delays. Traffic was really slow getting through there. It took me about 20 minutes to get through that roundabout section, so be mindful of that. There's also the ongoing roadworks around the B186 and also Thorndon Country Park as well. So just be careful if you are going to travel in those areas. On the A12, as you leave Gallows Corner, heading towards the Brentwood Turnoff, there is a broken down vehicle causing some delays, but traffic is still flowing through the area. Now on public transport, services are running okay on all networks, including Greater Anglia and C2C, but there are reduced timetables at the moment. And obviously, you should only be travelling as per government advice if it's absolutely necessary or essential. And when you are, you do need to wear face coverings. So please remember that when you're travelling about, and we'll keep you updated every hour or with your travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, as I say, we'll keep you updated on all the travel throughout the show today and let you know if there's any problems. Now, this next track, brand new. I'm going to play this. It's requested by Mr. Quincy himself. He called in and asked if we could play this. And I think I've played this before. So this is the new, I think it's a new track from Clean Bandit.
Under my skin, under my skin. Got me struggling to know where you end and where I begin. And we feel incredible, we feel no pain. You got me feeling insane. Got me struggling to know where you end and where I begin.
Higher, higher, higher. as you walk, as I'm watching you walk away.
Yeah, welcome back. That was Robin there with Never Be Mine. Now, it would be remiss of me today not to pay nod and pay a tribute to Captain Tom Moore, who sadly passed this week. It's strange, isn't it? It's somebody that none of us really knew or had met before, but the impact that that man made on everybody's life during the past 12 months, when you think 12 months ago, we'd never heard of him, had we really, has been nothing short of miraculous, really. And I was thinking yesterday, it's a very British thing, isn't it? I think only in this country would we have kind of found somebody who was a hero. And this is meant absolutely positively, by the way, that, you know, that we could have raised so much money just by somebody who's in a very, very stage of old age walking their garden to raise money. It was just miraculous. And quite frankly, I think that's a film story there to be made, isn't it? It really is. I'm sure there's some, if there's any intelligent film producers out there, they're currently trying to get the rights to that story. They really are. And I just wanted to pay tribute to the man. It was nothing short of amazing, the money that he raised. And I think the past 12 months, the impact of him on us has been quite significant, hasn't it? It really has. It's been a real kind of shining light in what has been quite a challenging time for everybody. So I just wanted to say, safe journey, sir. And I thought we would play this for you. And yeah, just in memory.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and sweet silver song of your laugh.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and a sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on. And blow. Walk on, walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
And don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and sweet silver song of the lark.
Walk on,
walk on.
Now they just a point of view, but they tell me I'm doing fine. Each other.
Some people said,
felt things were going wrong when you didn't like my mother. I don't want to hate, but that's all you've left me with. A bitter aftertaste and a fantasy.
Your family in the eyes and tell them you're going out to exercise, not just meeting friends? That you only ever leave home when you really need to? Do you always keep a safe distance and wash your hands the moment you get back? Around 1 in 3 people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. Sticking to the rules stops the spread. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
Moving house, relationship breakdown, redundancy, death in the family. These are some of the most difficult situations in life and times when you need a professional guiding you through. Let Pinny Telford Solicitors help. We're one of the UK's leading Legal 500 law firms and have offices in Brentwood, Hornchurch and Upminster. Our lawyers are available to help you in person and remotely at this time. Visit pinnytalford.co.uk for more information.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone listening, I'd like you all to join me. We want to say a massive congratulations. Now, I think we have a certain young man called Harry Keeley listening in. And if we do, we need to say congratulations to Harry because he was awarded, I've just been told, Learner of the Week at school this week. And he's doing a great job at school. So well done, Harry. That's amazing. And I hope you're well. And of course, if you get Learner of the Week, Harry, that means you need to ask your dad for some money, doesn't it? So I would do that. I think your dad needs to treat you, don't you? Yeah, so make sure you ask your dad. And none of this 50p business. You want a rate of inflation and all that, young man. So congratulations, Harry. Well done. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure everyone joins me in saying congratulations. What a cracking little man you are. This is for you, young man.
I'm shuffling. Push it.
never sighing. You should just come over. We had 5 years left to cry in. New sky wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he wasn't lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there.
There we go, Duran Duran there with their version of 5 Years, which is the Bowie tribute. So thanks to everyone who's got in touch, really appreciate it. And special mention, I think the Captain Tom Moore tribute went down really well, so thank you. Derek's been in touch to say thank you so much for recognising Sir Tom this week. For somebody who served in the Second World War, this was certainly something that hit home for me, and I think the man has been nothing short of miraculous. I would agree with that, Derek, absolutely. And thank you to you as well for everything you've done. During that time as well. Sarah's messaged in to say, really lovely to hear the tribute this morning. I'm not ashamed to say I shed a few tears for somebody who I didn't even know, which was really strange. Yeah, I think that applies to a lot of people, Sarah, doesn't it? It's, as I said, none of us knew him. None of us had met him. None of us was ever likely to meet him. But it was just... I think it's just... it's something that's struck a chord with everyone, isn't it? I really do. And... yeah, and Lucy's also messaged in to say, really enjoyed the music this morning for Captain Tom. Thank you for doing it. That's an absolute pleasure. It really is. But anyone else got any thoughts about Sir Tom, by all means, do feel free to share them. Do let me know.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sony Centre at 1. Government sources seem to be dismissing reports that pubs could gradually reopen in April without alcohol. It's been suggested as one way ministers are looking at easing coronavirus lockdown restrictions in England. Matt Hancock will be given more power over the NHS under a planned shake-up. Leaked papers reveal government proposals to scrap its push for privatisation and competition, handing the Health Secretary more control. It's a reversal of reforms brought in under David Cameron. Labour's Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth says his party opposed the changes in the first place.
It doesn't surprise me that they've now come along and said, yes, we recognised those changes were counterproductive. My concern, though, is that we've got NHS staff who are demoralised, exhausted, who feel ground down. Is this really the time for another structural reorganisation?
Everyone in the WR3 area of Worcestershire is asked to get a COVID test, even if they're not showing symptoms. It's the latest part of the country to identify a case of the South African variant. An 18-year-old girl's been killed in a car crash in Wiltshire, which left three other teenagers injured. Police say she was a passenger in a Ford Fiesta which came off the road and hit a garden wall and a tree. In sport, Aston Villa are hosting Arsenal in the first of today's Premier League fixtures. Clive Edwards is at Villa Park.
It's 31 minutes played here at Villa Park. Villa leading by a goal scored in the second minute by Ollie Watkins. So the first job of the Arsenal keeper Matt Ryan making his debut today was to pick the ball out the back of his own net. Arsenal trying to get back into the game. Xhaka has had their best effort, well saved by the Villa keeper. It's Aston Villa 1, Arsenal 0.
And England cricket captain Joe Root scored an impressive 218 runs as his team put on another strong performance in the first test against India. The tourists ended the second day on 558 for 8. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, so I've got your latest weather for you, and this afternoon will remain grey, overcast, with outbreaks of rain developing as we head towards tea time. Temperatures are slightly warmer today, but it's going to feel cold as we head towards the evening, coming in around 5 degrees, and tonight it will be cloudy, outbreaks of rain becoming heavy in places, but overnight the rain will turn to snow, leading to significant accumulations apparently, which are coming in over central and eastern districts. Northeasterly winds will strengthen with drifting snow in coastal areas. Average temperature minus 1 degree. And tomorrow, they're calling it Storm Darcy, will continue to affect Essex throughout the day with outbreaks of snow, always heaviest and most persistent in central and eastern districts with strong winds. Average temperature tomorrow just set at freezing. So wrap up warm if the snow does hit. And who knows, we need to make sure you look after yourself. So stick with us at Phoenix and we'll keep you updated on all the weather.
Weather on Phoenix Weather. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Is it going to snow? Bit wrong to be a bit excited about that. This is James Brown.
Get up off of that thing and shake till you feel better.
She's still, 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 she's
There we go, Cole Carlton. She's a Bad Mama Jamma. I haven't heard that for years. Great track. Now, it's time for today's Danny's Choice. Danny sent in a marvellous choice this week. Once again, never lets us down, does he? This is a bit of a 90s classic here. All you 90s kids out there listening in, I'm sure you remember this. Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, hope you enjoy this.
Long narrow land, it's full of possibility. doing only hours. He said, oh, this is all yours. And you can have it all. You can take it all away from where we left off. Living it all your way. Stand in my shoes. If you do what I do.
Here we go, Deacon Blue, Wages Day. Now, thanks to all those getting in touch, like I said. Tom's been in touch to say really enjoyed the tribute again today. Thank you so much, First Air Captain Tom. And, yeah, I'm not ashamed to say I also shed a tear as well. Yeah, lots of people saying that. Isn't it amazing how one man affected our lives, eh? So thank you for getting in touch. And Gemma's also been in touch to say really enjoying the music today, deciding to clear out the cupboards and declutter as we're staying indoors once again. Yep, as I said at the beginning of the show, Gemma, there might be the end in sight. Who knows? We're keeping positive, aren't we? We really are. Now, I'm going to carry on with a brand new track by a brand new artist for me in this show. I heard this week, and it's literally come out the past couple of days, by an artist called Orla Gartland. Now, I don't know anything about her. I don't know where she's from, but I very much like this song. This is called More Like You. Let me know what you think.
It's true, it's true, it's true. The other day I caught myself just looking.
step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you.
FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, okay, so I've got your latest travel for you on the road. Still not looking too bad at the moment. Remember, you should only be out and about and travelling if it is for essential purposes only, and that's according to the current government guidelines. And this also applies to public transport as well. Now, services on the Greater Anglia and C2C network running okay, but obviously on a reduced timetable, and you need to be aware that you must wear a face covering when entering the stations or on the vehicles unless you have medical reasons not to. On the roads are still pretty clear. No major problems on the main roads, but there are the ongoing roadworks on the B186, A1023, and also by the Sainsbury's and Wilson's Corner in Brentwood, which, as I said earlier, caused me some delays getting into work today. So be careful of those. They are causing some severe backlogs, and those roadworks will be ongoing for the next few days. So just be mindful of that, but we'll keep you updated throughout the weekend.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Now, I wanted to ask you, are any of you out there watching The Masked Singer at the moment? Saturday Night Entertainment, it's a bizarre concept, isn't it? And but it's really, really addictive. And I don't know, I've been really good so far. I've got quite a lot of the guesses right. I don't know what that says about me. Perhaps nothing particularly favourable, really. But if you are watching it, what are you thinking? Who's your guesses? Do let me know. Send me a message if you think you know who people are. It'd be interesting to see if they tally up with who I think they are. I could be completely wrong, of course. But it's addictive viewing, isn't it? It's really fun, and it's the most bizarre. Again, just another crazy thing in lockdown, eh, that's happening. But I've also been watching the American one. I don't know if you see it. They're quite ahead of us. They're on like season 5 at the moment in America. Some really big artists over there taking part as well. So it's just building this massive following, isn't it? And, you know, it's probably, in an odd way, really good for resurrecting careers, isn't it? It's really strange. But do check it out if you haven't watched it. Do check it out and let me know next week what you think of it and who your suggestions are.
You're only here to win, get what they do. They do it. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, I hope you're enjoying the music today, and now it's time to continue that, but today's cover from another is a bit of a shocker, and it's a shame because the cover band is a real favourite of this show's. But this is, this is not... Well, I'll leave you to decide. Do let me know which version you prefer. I'm pretty sure I know what the result is going to be, but I may be surprised. This is today's cover from another, and drop me an email, radio@phoenixfm.com, or send me a message, and just let me know which version is to your preference.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you.
Are you as shocked by this as I am? It's I don't know what to say. So obviously, the original, as you know, was a rather amazing Mr. George Michael with Careless Whisper. And the cover version was shockingly by Bananarama. Now, I was kind of investigating this yesterday because I thought, this can't be right. And apparently they were kind of Third Line Whip asked to record it by the record company and told they must record it by the record company because they were desperate at the time to get them back in the charts, and they felt it would. And the band recorded it but refused to promote it because they said how dreadful it was. So, bit of credence to them. They did. They didn't want to release it, but it's a terrible version, isn't it? But let me know. I might be wrong. I don't think I am, if I'm honest with you, but I'm sure many of you will get in touch. I mean, there are some classics you don't mess with, aren't there? And that's one of them. But if you are going to mess with it, you need to make damn sure it's better than what you thought. Do let me know. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Hatton View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hatton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hatton View Care Home. Hatton View, a Hallmark care home.
Hi, I'm Georgia. Join me every weekday from 3 for Drive on Phoenix FM. We've got all the best music, from 80s classics to current hits, as well as loads of great games to keep you moving when the traffic just won't. I'll make sure you've got all the latest travel and news updates you need, and listen out for our lovely guests to keep you up to date with all things Brentwood, Billericay and beyond. Make sure to listen in 3 to 6 every weekday for Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice.
From the H-O-U-S-T-O-N, blow, win. So Chicago up him, is he the best ever? That's the argument. I don't make the list, don't be mad at me. I just make the hits like a factory. I'm just one to one, nothing after me. No deja vu, just me and my own.
Ready, I can't go anywhere without thinking that you're there. Seems like you're everywhere, it's true. Gotta be having deja vu. Look in my mind, I want you here. Get on the next plane,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, I want to play this next track. So this next track was sent in last week by Mrs. Quincy. Sent this track in last week. Sadly, she wasn't able to listen to it because she wasn't feeling very well. So I thought I'd drag it over for this week and I will play again. And hopefully you might be listening today, Mrs. Q. And if you are, I hope you enjoy it. This is the brand new single. It was released a week for last now by Mr. Charlie Simpson of Busted fame. And this is a really, really good track. Let me know what you think of this. This is called Blameless.
You did things that I regret. I broke the trust. We worked so hard to get it. Spent the whole time hating you for that. It don't feel right. There's no use taking sides. Wasting all the time. Damn, I was so mad at you. It's something I can't undo. To lie.
Great to hear that again. Madness, Wings of a Dove. Now, we're heading towards the news. And after the news, we have the final hour of today's weekend wind-up. And what can you expect in the next hour? Well, some great music, some more of your messages in the shout-outs. And also, we've got cover... We've had that already. We have Take 5 coming up. And I've got three brand new tracks today, which I really hope you enjoy. But we head towards the news, as I say. And if you've got time to get in touch, you can drop me a message. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or WhatsApp the studio. Or just send us a message. Tell us what you're up to. If you're looking for, if you're like me, if you're crossing your fingers and wishing for snow, I really hope it comes, don't you? Just for a day or so, it'll just cheer everyone up and make things nice and bright and get away from this greyness. But get in touch and let me know, and I'll see you after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
It's got a new centre at 2. Speculation pubs in England may not fully reopen until May, as the Prime Minister prepares to reveal a roadmap for lifting lockdown later this month. Boris Johnson's refusing to be drawn on specific dates, though. He says it's still too early to talk about lifting coronavirus restrictions, but insists they're working on it.
As the vaccine programme intensifies and more and more people acquire immunity, a steady programme for beginning to unlock. But I want to stress that it is still early days.
WR3 is the latest area to roll out so-called surge testing after a case of the South African variant of coronavirus was identified. It means anyone living under that postcode in Worcestershire should get checked with or without symptoms. Ministers could have a greater say in decisions concerning the NHS and the plans revealed in a leaked document. It could reverse David Cameron's reforms, which gave doctors more control over budgets and encouraged competition. An 18-year-old girl died after the car she was travelling in came off the road and hit a wall and a tree in Westbury in Wiltshire. She was a passenger. Three other teenagers have been injured. Police in a part of South London have been given additional powers after 5 stabbings overnight. One man was killed in Croydon, while 9 others were injured. Sport, and Aston Villa are hosting Arsenal in the Premier League. Clive Edwards is at Villa Park.
71 minutes played here. It's Villa leading by a single goal, scored in the second minute of the game. The scorer, Ollie Watkins. It was a scrappy first half. The second half, though, started much more brightly. Both goalkeepers have been called into action. Pepe and Bellerin have come close for the Gunners. Watkins, McGill and Barkley for Villa. It's Villa 1, Arsenal 0.
Burnley welcome Brighton in an hour, while Southampton go to Newcastle. And England's cricketers finished day 2 of the first test against India on 555/8 in Chennai. Captain Joe Root hit 218 runs before being dismissed. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.